This is the Inland Journal from Spokane Public Radio. I'm Doug Nadvornik. Last week, Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson released a copy of a letter sent by U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions to him and to Governor Jay Inslee. In it, Sessions cites evidence that suggests he believes Washington is not adequately regulating its legal marijuana market. He reiterates that marijuana is a drug that Congress considers dangerous and that it's a federal crime to distribute and sell it. Inslee and his fellow governors in Alaska, Colorado, and Oregon, other states where pot is now legal, had written Sessions to make the case that they are taking their enforcement duties seriously. They urged Sessions and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin not to make drastic changes in the federal government's stance toward regulating marijuana in states where it is legal. We asked Chelan Republican State Representative Kerry Condotta about how he thinks the state is doing in regulating pot. Condotta is the ranking minority member of the House Commerce and Gaming Committee, which conducts hearings on marijuana bills. There were about 30 of those bills during this year's session.
The marijuana thing is a challenge because we have no template to work from. We were really on the pioneer side of this thing with Colorado. So unlike liquor and other things, there's not other states you can look at or other designs. So we've had to make it up as we go. And, of course, it's going to evolve. There is a lot of push to expand the use because, obviously, it, like liquor, has become a very big part of this society. And shouldn't people be able to share them in a lounge or go to a hotel that is primarily designed for this, perhaps? There's what's called bud and breakfast instead of bed and breakfast. These kind of things are being looked at. But I think the primary mission we're on right now is to stabilize and keep this industry tight. We're trying to run the best program in the United States. I think we've done a really good job. Obviously, our return is really good. We are the only state that is, I believe, the only state that is surpassing projections for income. So obviously, from a sales standpoint, we're doing well. But we also have to make sure that we, you know, keep everything tight, the plants are tracked and that the retailers are kept, you know, in check. And so far, so good. We've had very little problem with the retail side. They run well. They run clean. In a test of selling to minors, they did better than any of the Safeway stores or anybody else did on liquor. The numbers were much better for the marijuana stores. They run much tighter, sort of like the old liquor stores, actually. The production side has been the most challenging because of the you know, not my backyard kind of thing and some of the odors and some of the stuff that's related to this product. And then, of course, we've got the challenge of cash business. We're trying to get our federal folks to get on the ball and open up this banking so we can bank this industry. And that's been a very difficult challenge.
Were you for the legalization of marijuana before the public vote?
I was one of the few on this side that was. And I think the reason was is I was really taken by some we had a hearing and we had the feds there and the feds came in and testified that the amount of marijuana moving through our state was increasing every year, no matter what they did. They had tried everything they could. It was increasing dramatically and it was getting more potentially more violent and the criminal activities were going up. And they said, please legalize it. You know, we feel that's the best experiment you could have is to try and capture this. It's very much like prohibition, and we think it's getting to the point where you need to do this. And I was convinced it was worth trying. Now, with that caveat, I have told people that are more conservative, probably in some social ways, that this was worth trying. And if it doesn't work, I'll be the first to say, if there's big problems and it's worse than it was, I'd be the first to say shut it down. But the fact is, so far, that's not the case. We have had no problems with retail outlets. We've had really no problems with minors. This has gone very well, and we know that we've pulled at least 40 to 50% of that black market off the street. And we've been able to compete, which nobody thought we could do, is match those on-the-street prices. We're actually cheaper in some cases. So I was mildly supportive because I thought it was worth trying. And what I've seen so far, I think we've done well. Well, we're only 3 years in. I said I'd go five, and then we'll review it. But, yeah, I thought the idea had merit. And frankly, I don't think we started any new people on this product. I think, really, we have moved from the dark market to a organized market. And I think what we've seen is we've just taken it out of the dark alleys.
So you don't think that, for example, young people are getting have an easier chance to get a track of marijuana than they did before? You don't worry about that part of it?
I think it's the opposite. I think it's the absolute opposite. I think that before, when all these people that are buying in our retail stores were buying off the street, there were lots of dealers. You could call up in Lake Chelan, one of our resort areas, and everybody knew where to get it in 5 minutes, and they didn't check your ID. You know, they'd sell it to anybody, and you could get it anywhere. And I think we've really slowed that down. I have heard that some of those folks have transitioned into other drugs and heroin and other things. You know, I hate to see that because I think that's really our next big problem. But the fact is, I think we're running tighter than ever. And I know these stores aren't selling to minors. Now, can somebody go in and buy it for a minor? Well, sure, they do it with cigarettes. They do it with alcohol. I think for the most part, we've actually tightened up the situation.
One area where the legislature is still grappling is with local governments who want nothing to do with pot. Some have banned it within their borders. Others haven't gone that far, but they also haven't done much to allow marijuana businesses to open. Some aren't happy with the amount of marijuana sales tax money they would collect. Condotta says he and David Sawyer, his Democratic colleague on the Commerce and Gaming Committee, have been working on that.
If you are having an area that does not have legal services, what's happened is the illegal folks concentrate in those areas. And I was stupefied when Yakima was the first to ban sales of legal marijuana when they had the largest drug trade in the state. And we were trying to change that. And I think they just made it worse for themselves. And so the problem is now is we've got a lot of areas that have banned, cities and counties that have banned. And they've done it for various reasons. Some of it's philosophical. Some of it's, you know, the conservative versus liberal standpoint. Some of it's monetary. Counties don't want to deal with it because they weren't getting any money. And so we would like to see a preemption clause. We've run the bill out of committee a couple times. It meets with the good old, hey, it's local control. But look at it this way. We didn't see that for gay marriage. There's an awful lot of counties over here that didn't vote for gay marriage, and I don't see them putting up preemptions on gay marriage. I think it's the same kind of thing. And I do not think that it should be this way. So we believe the only way to kill the dark market and completely tighten this thing up is to have wall-to-wall coverage, is to have these stores available. And every place we do make them available, things seem to work well, and the dark market fades away. So at least to some extent, there'll always be some. So preemption's a big deal. And we're yet to find a solution to that, although we have had a few cities and counties drop that. Ironically, we're laughing because we said when we gave the money, the counties told us and the cities told us, when we get some money, we'll drop the preemptions. Well, it didn't. Some of them did. Some of them immediately said, oh, boy, there's money, and they took it. There's other ones that said it wasn't enough. We think that if we could ramp that local matchup from $6 million to about $20 or $30 million, that an awful lot of those preemptions would go away. Because I really think a lot of it's monetarily driven.
Kerry Condotta is a Republican state representative from Chelan and the ranking Republican member of the House Commerce and Gaming Committee.